Welcome to Daf Yomi, Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Chof Dalet in the Art Scholars of Hadar edition, Perek Sheni, starting Halacha Gimel in the bottom Daf Chof Gimel Mud Beis. So, the Mishnah. Ben Ir Shaholach Lekach. Ben Ir, someone who was in an open city, where you read the Megillah on Yudalet on the 14th, and he traveled to a Krach where you read the Megillah on Tezvov on the 15th, or the opposite, Ben Krach Shaholach Leir. If he's planning to go back to his place, he's going to read like his place. If not, he reads where he is. And we'll see in the Gemara what time of the day determines where he is. Says the Gemara, in this the case of the Mishnah, of someone who needs to read on the 15th, and he went to the city where you read on the 14th. So he's saying, don't read in the city. Go back to your place where you're going to go, came from, and you're reading Tezvav. But a person from an open city who went to a walled city, so his man is already before us, and you dial it. So we're talking about that he's on the 15th, he's in the krach. So what do you say? Go back and read in your place. But his place was the day before. So how could you say the Mishnah is about to go back? Omar, if you don't leiskan bin ir shalach lekrach, you're right. The first case of the Mishnah is a mistake. That's you have to erase it from the Mishnah. V'tayin the base Rebbe can you see a brice in the base Rebbe bin krach shalach lehir? They spoke only about the case of bin krach shalach lehir. Says the Gemara, but Omar Rabbi Yosi using the girsa of Reb Chaim iskan. You do have the girsa, but osid lishtakei imoim, which means we're talking about a year before Yudal. He has to make a decision when should he read Megillah. So if he decided to move to the walled city. So when Yudal comes, he's not going to read the Megillah, he's going to wait for Tezvav. And that's what it means, Osid Lachzol Mekoyimoy, meaning he, what is his plans, what to do, where he's going to continue living. Continues the Gemara of Chavdal and Mudalef, Omer Rabbi Yosi, V'hu sheyotza kodim shehir mizrach. When do we say that a Ben Ir, who is in the Krach, if he's about to go back, he reads in Yudalit, that's only if he left the Krach, kodim shehir mizrach, before the morning. In other words, when the morning starts, that determines who he is. That's what's called in the Bavli, Paruz ben Yoimoy, or Mukov ben Yoimoy. He's the one day belongs to the city. Once there was morning, that's when he left, Kfar Niftar. Then he's potter from Yudalit. He's becoming now ben Krach. He has to read the Megillah on the 15th. Says the Gemara, Amnach ben Yaakov Boyi, Me'ato ger shema lachashe mizrach kfar niftar. According to this, a ger that became a ger. In the morning of Purim, means when the morning came in, he wasn't Jewish. He became a Jew only later in the day. So he doesn't have Chiyuv Megillah, because he's saying the Chiyuv Megillah is determined based on the beginning of the morning. Rabbi Machia Boy, Ben Ir Shaakar Dirosoy Leile Chamishasar. According to this, someone who was living in an open city, where you read in Yudalit, but then the night of the 15th, he moved to a krach. The Chorin is Chayev Kan Rechan, so he's Chayev both. Because in the morning of Yudalit, he was a Ben Yudalit. And in the morning of Tezvav, he was Ben Tezvav. Or Ben Krach, Shalkar, Diroso, Bilel Tezvav. In the opposite case, a Ben Krach, then Yudalit was still living in the walled city. But in the night of the Tezvav, of the 15th, that's the case of Reb Chaim, so now he moved to the unwalled city. Niftar Mikan Mikan. Because in Yudalit, he was a Ben Krach. In Tezvav, he was not a Ben Krach anymore. So he has Ptur from Megillah in both. Is that true or not? The Gemara does not come and answer. Says the Gemara now another thing. Ben Ir, Maushi Yoitzi Ben Krach Ide Chavosu. If a Ben Ir is visiting a Krach, can he read the Megillah for the people of the Krach? So the Yiva Kado, it goes like the following. Someone who's not obligated cannot be Moitzi others. The Ben Yudal is not obligated to read in Tezvav, so he can't be Moitzi people on Tezvav. What about the opposite? Ben Krach, Maushi Yoitzi Ben Ir Ide Chavosu. Someone coming from a walled city goes to an unwalled city. Can it be Moitzi them on Yudalit? So Moritz says, L'chur Yiva Kadol, who will go the same thing. Kol she'enu chai badolor, eni Moitzi said Rabbi Yudhi Chavosoy. Meaning, he is not Mechuyav in Yudalit, so he can't be Moitzi others. Or Yiva Ki'i, or maybe he goes, as we learned, Tomar Avchalbu Avchuno, B'shem Avchia Rabbo, Hakol Yoitzim B'Yudalit, Shuz Man Kriyoso. Everybody's Yoitzi on our Basar, on the 14th, because it's Man Kriyoso for everybody. So meaning, if a Ben Krach is reading in Yudalit, he's Yoitzi. So he's not considered disqualified from Yudalit. He belongs to Yudalit, at least, but yeah, if you read then, he's Yoitzi. So maybe he can't see others. Have you done boy? You asked another question. So someone lives in an unwalled city, and he decided to move to a walled city. And the day of the move-in is the night of Chamishosra. So Chaim explains, the previous case talks about someone who was living in Yudalit, he had no intention to move, but then he decided the night of Tezvav to move. So then the Gemara says, maybe he has to read both. But here we talk about before Purim, he already made a decision that he's moving, and he had a moving day for Leil Tezvav. So what does it belong to? Before, when Yudal comes in, he knows he's going to move that night. Is it still a Ben Yudal or not? So the more Lord must he see is in our Mishnah, Ben Ir Shoyach LeKrach. If a Ben Ir goes to visit a Krach, so he becomes a Ben Krach. So here the Gemara understands he also became a Ben Krach. Says the Gemara, no. They were talking about someone who actually is sitting in the krach. So the morning determines he has to read the Megillah. Now he's in the city. He just, his mindset is to go and move that night to the krach. Is he considered already a ben krach or not? And this lechura is a little hard to understand because the Gemara said before that we go based on the morning, based on Alois HaShachar. Meshihir Mizrach. So even somebody who is living the entire year in the krach, if in the beginning of the morning is in the ear, he reads like the ear. So here, I know the guy is about to, is intending to move. But right now, he's in the ear in the morning. So why should he not read in the morning? It's hard to understand. Maybe this part of the Gemara argues the Gemara before that it's a turn based on the morning. Says the Gemara, Aval mefarshi yomim v'holcha midbaris, meaning people that are traveling. They're either in the sea or in the desert. They're going to read in Yudalit because these places, even though they're not a specific city, you go like Rav Oilam. It's only if he's intending to go back to his place. But if he's not going back to his place, he's planning to go to a krach, to a walled city, he won't read in Yudalit. Because he left his city, it doesn't belong to Yudalit, and he still didn't get to the, but on the other hand, he still didn't get to the krach. So he has no chiyuv Megillah, not Yudalit and not Tisvav, according to this man. Comes to argue and says the extra word of Kelan Yudim are prozim. It says in the Pasuk to tell you someone who is undetermined where he belongs to, he's a prozim. So even though this person is intending to move to a walled city and he left an unwalled city, in the meantime, he's considered to be in an unwalled prozim and he reads in Yudalit. Halacha da'at zok temishu. Me'eichon koi yodam es megillah v'yoytze bo'yidei chavosoi. What part of the Megillah you have to, from which part of the Megillah you have to start reading? You have to read the Megillah. From where? So, Meir Merkula, you have to read the entire Megillah to be Yotze. Rabbi Yudo Oimer, Meish Yehudi. You start reading from Meish Yehudi, Oya Beshushan Abiru. Rabbi Yisi Oimer, Ma'achar Dvor Me'ele, Gidal Mecha Chashvar Shes Haman. That's the part you have to start reading the Megillah. So, Zog the Gemara and Avchavda on the one base. Ravo Beshushan Blozor, Mando Merkula. How does he know you have to read the entire Megillah? Because it says on Ken. I'll call divrei hegeres azoyis, the entire hegeres, and as Reb Chaim points out before that it says kimu v'kiblu, so it's kimu v'kiblu to do the whole divrei hegeres, the entire hegeres, the entire megillah. Man dar mish yehudi umar ro el kacha. They darsh in the pasuk it says what they saw on that, meaning referring to why did Mordechai na mishtach avet to Haman. Man dar machad v'meile umay giya elem starts the process of the punishment that the that Haman received. Different pasuk. That the whole ma'aseh toikvu gvoros, the entire story you have to read. Mandor mish yudi, or parshat gdulas Mordechai. The same pasuk says the story of the gdulah of Mordechai. So you start talking about Mordechai. Ish yudi is the story of Mordechai. Mandor machad v'meile ashegid lo yamelech. That's extra. That's darshin on Haman. The melech was megadal him. Rabbi Yosi bar Abba Mishum Shub ben Levi. Toikef, kol toikef, es kol toikef. So the question I dash the pasuk, if you just focus on toikef, it's a tokfa shel Haman. Only the power of Haman, the story of Haman. Kol toikef, it's a tokfa shel Mordechai. Then you started earlier, already reading also the story of Mordechai. Es kol toikef, the extra es, the tokfa shel Achashverosh, the entire story, starting from Mehim Yimei Achashverosh. Tani Yavshir ben Yuchai Oimer, and a fourth chito. Mi ba'layla hu nodosh nasa melech. It says you read the fall of Haman and the Gedula of Mordechai, and that's that night that Nodoshnas HaMelech, and he said to go and give up and reward Mordechai. Says the Gemara, Bo, Avirim Yo B'Shem Rav, Halacha Kerameir, Dehu Amar Kulo, Vipassan Kerameir, you have to read the entire Megillah. Says the Gemara, Zehoyer B'Shem Yochanan, Be'eruvin, and Nichus Eruvin, Ubetainet Sibur, Nagu Akol Keramir. Eruvin means, Ermir says, you don't soymech on Shituv b'mokom Eruv. You don't go with Shituv Mivoyes if you have Eruv Chatzeres. That's the Shituv of Ermir. And Tainet Sibur is, he holds, you have Brikas Koyanim, also in Mincho and Neilo. So in these two things, you go like Ermir. And we do, it's a Nagu Keramir, you don't pass Kemet Sibur, but the meaning is to go through Mir. Nobody, if a person does that, you don't moich in him. The meaning is like Rameir to read the entire Megillah. Rav Chalbu, Ramatu Yosi, Bar Manisho, B'Shem Rav, Ben Kamando Omar, Kulo, Ben Kamando Omar, Mishudi, Ben Kamando Omar, Machad Vermehele, according to everyone, B'Levad Mesev HaSholem. You have to have a full Sefer, even though you're reading only part of it, but you have to have a full Sefer. Rav Chalbu, Ramatu Yosi, Bar Manisho, B'Shem Rav, Imoisuk Tuvo Chumoshim, if it's written among other Sfarim, in Korim Babaram, you don't read the Megillah with that Sefer. Because people are not going to realize that you're reading Megillah Sester, there won't be Pirsumanes. Ulo Biryo, Reblozum Shemachanino, Rogil Tzech Likroiso Balailo Lishnoiso Bayoim. Someone who knows how to read should read it at night and then the day. If he doesn't know how to read, he should hear somebody else do it. Havin and Savi Meimer Lishnois Mishnaiso. What does it mean Lishnoiso? To read the Mishnaiso. Meaning that in the night you have to read the Megillah, and then at the day you have to read Meseches Megillah. Omar of Abba Marbav Loyo Lishnois Kriyoso. You have to read the Megillah a second time. Rabraker of Chalbo Ulo Bir Yor Ablozo Bishram Chanino brings that Rosha Osiakosh Bochuli Hosos Roish Chulo Let Tzadikim Lost Lovoy. He's going to be the middle of a circle for the Tzadikim Lost Lovoy. My time, what's the source? Shitu Lepchem Lechelo. Put your heart to the Chelo. It's Chelo. Usually Chelo means a wall. Here we're darshining Lechuloksiv Chulo Loshin a circle, a dance. Fat Tzadikim Marim Oiso Beetzva. Tzadikim will point with a finger to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, for him, Kize Elokim Elokeinu Oilom Vohet, that's our God forever, Hu Yinaagenu Almus. So more brings a few drushes. What is Almus? Either Almus Be'alimus, which means Almus Bezrizus, with Zrizus, with youth, Almus Ke'enin Almus, like the young girls, the dads. Tirgam Achilles, Achilles is the Targum, Oso Nisayo, that, what does it mean, Almus, there will be miracles, Oilum Shein Momovis. So he darshins not Almus, but Almovis, no death. Fatzadikim Ayim Oiso Beetzo Vohimim, Kizeh Lukim Lukin Elon Vehedu Yenagenu Almus. Who is another Joshua? Tzadikim point to Akash Bochu, Tzeh Yenagenu Almus, Hu Yenagenu Boilum Azeh, Hu Yenagenu Lahosid Lovoy. So Almus is Loshon Alomois, two Oilomus. Rav Chalbu, Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, B'Shem Rav Chaim Bar Ukvo, B'Shem Rav Yisrael Chanino, he darshins a pasuk in Megillah, Mishpocho, Mishpocho, Mikan, Mishpores, Kehuna, V'Leviyo, Shiyu, B'Telim. So even the Kohanim and Levim that are doing Mishpores and Beis HaMikdash have to stop what they're doing to come and hear Megillah. Rav Chalbu, Mikan, the Beis Havad, Shiyu, B'Telim. Beis Havad means that the people that are learning Beis HaMikdash have to stop learning to go hear the Megillah. Shurim Barbo, B'Shem Yechanon, V'Zichrom, Lo Yasuv Mizarom. What do you dash from this pasuk? Mikan Shekavula Chachomim Meseches. How do we make sure that you never forget the Zecher of the Megillah? You have a Meseches Megillah to come and learn the whole time. So you have a Mesechta Megillah to remember the story of Megillah Esther. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah, Dav Chof Dalet.